Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us today. The regular meeting of the board will now come to order. The special meeting, which was noticed, has been canceled. The board met in executive session just prior to this meeting to discuss legal matters, and we'll start with a safety briefing from our COO, Scott Sauer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In the event of an emergency in this building, if our alarm should sound, it would give us one of two instructions, either to remain in place or to move to the nearest fire exit stair. There are two exits in this room, should we be asked to leave the room. There's one in the front of the room to my right. There's one in the rear of the room, also to my right. If we are asked to evacuate, we would go out the doors behind me to my right, go down to the down the stairs, out to the front of the building, and we would muster on the northwest corner of 13th and Market in the surface lot that is across the street. In the event of a medical emergency, there are several AEDs located throughout the building. The closest to us is downstairs by the front lobby security desk. If we're needed, if we're in need of an AED, Kate O'Connor will retrieve the AED. If someone is in medical distress and we need CPR, Chief Lawson in the room can administer CPR. Frank Brandis will call 911. Sacha Kakar will call the front desk and ensure we get the assistance that we need. In the event of an active shooter, the instructions we follow are to run, hide, or fight. Safety tip for the month. In the event that you are on the system, please use good situational awareness. Make sure to report any hazards or safety concerns that you might have to the nearest SEPTA employee. If you do not encounter a SEPTA employee, we are available via the Transit Watch app. I encourage all of our customers, employees, and everyone to download the Transit Watch app. And you can also call customer service or email our customer service at 215-580-7800. This concludes my safety briefing.
Thank you, Scott. Ms. Luby, if you can call the attendance.
Chair Lawrence.
Here.
Vice Chair Moskowitz.
Here.
Michael Carroll. John Cordisco.
Here.
Mark Dambly.
Here.
Thomas Ellis.
Here.
Robert Fox.
Here.
Scott Frieda. Richard Harris.
Here.
Commissioner Harvey.
Here.
Kevin Johnson.
Here.
William Leonard.
Here.
Daniel Muroff. Esteban Vera.
Here.
Representative White.
Here.
Thank you.
First, I'd like to welcome our newest board member, Richard Harris. Mr. Harris joins us as an appointee from the City of Philadelphia. So, Richard, welcome. We all look forward to working with you. As many of you know, this month is the start of the new fiscal year. Last month, when we passed the budget, we made clear that it relied on new state funding for day-to-day expenses and to support our safety and security initiatives. Governor Shapiro proposed a long-term funding solution for SEPTA and other transit agencies. Unfortunately, that plan was not included in the state budget that was approved earlier this month. We received one-time funding that will help fund operating expenses into the fall, but the need for a permanent solution grows more urgent by the day. Both the governor and the leaders of the House and Senate have pledged to resume work on transit funding in September. A primary responsibility of this board is to ensure that this authority can cover its expenses and balance the budget. We will be exploring all of our options as we move forward. The board has also directed SEPTA staff to begin instituting internal cost-saving measures, which our GM will speak about later. The board will also work closely with SEPTA staff as it responds to a safety management inspection from the Federal Transit Administration. The FTA this month issued directives to SEPTA that focus largely on crime, staff, and training, with the goal of strengthening operational practices and policies. On behalf of this board, I want to assure our riders and stakeholders that we have directed senior management to promptly respond to the FTA directives. We have to make improvements, and we will. As we advance initiatives in response to the FTA report, we are also making investments to upgrade our infrastructure and fleets to keep the SEPTA system safe and reliable. Today, the board will consider a contract for the purchase of new rail cars for the Market Frankfort line. The L is SEPTA's workhorse, and the new rail cars are part of the authority's commitment to providing reliable and accessible service for decades to come. A major part of the funding for these new cars is being provided through a $317 million grant from the bipartisan infrastructure law that was awarded to SEPTA in February. The board will continue to work closely with SEPTA staff to ensure this major procurement proceeds on time so that we can deliver a significant improvement in service to our riders. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes of the June 27th special board meeting and regular board meeting. These minutes have been circulated. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Make the motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Moskowitz, second by Tom Ellis. Any comments or corrections?
Mr. Chair, I'm going to abstain. I was not at the meeting.
Okay. I'll call the question. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And please mark Commissioner Harvey as abstaining, and the minutes are approved. We'll now move on to our financial report.
Thank you. So passenger revenue for June was $1,006,000 over budget, and for the full fiscal year of FY24, it was under budget by $8,365,000. Operating expenses for June were over budget by $1,553,000, and for the full fiscal year of FY24, they were under budget by $5,085,000. There was a budget surplus of $1,371,000 after subsidies for the full fiscal year of FY24. SEPTA drew down the last of its COVID relief operating subsidy funds in April 2024. Transit ridership was 75% of pre-COVID levels, and regional rail ridership was 66% of pre-COVID levels for June. System-wide ridership for June was 74% of pre-COVID levels. This is the highest recovery rate since the start of the pandemic. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. I'll entertain a motion that the financial report be received and filed.
So moved.
Second.
Who moved it? Moved by Mr. Muroff, seconded by Mr. Ellis. I'll call the question. Are there any comments? I'll just note that I love to see that 74% of pre-COVID levels there. All in favor, say aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. The June financial report is received and filed. Please note that all written comments and voicemail messages that have been received will be included in the official board meeting transcript, which will then be posted to the SEPTA website. Are there any speakers who wish to address items on today's agenda?
One speaker, Jachenda Tamar. Not present.
Okay. I will entertain a motion regarding election not to hold a regular meeting of the board in the month of August 2024 and cancellation of the regular and special meetings of the board scheduled for August 22nd, 2024, as well as all board committee meetings for August 2024. Is there a motion?
So, second.
Moved by Mr. Fox, seconded by Mr. Ellis. Are there any comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The resolution is adopted. The next item on the agenda is the consent calendar, which consists of appointment of 400 Capital Asset-Based Term Fund for GP LLC and Nexus Special Situations Go IVLP as investment managers of the SEPTA Pension Plan, amendment of the fiscal year 2024 operating budget, award of contracts pursuant to request for proposal, agreement with Philadelphia Visitor Center Corporation related to Philadelphia Flash Service, authorization to issue a purchase order to the National Railroad Passenger Corporation, Amtrak, relating to the on-site support of surveying and engineering reviews of SEPTA's 30% design submission for the Marcus Hook Station ADA Improvements Project, license agreement with King of Prussia Commerce Center, LLC, for space and property located at 1008 West 8th Avenue, Suite F, King of Prussia, Montgomery County, to be used for bus end-of-line operator facilities, authorization to award contracts for various procurements, award of contracts for sole source procurements, authorization to execute change orders and amendment. All the items on the consent calendar have been reviewed by the appropriate board committees in public session. I'll entertain a motion to adopt these resolutions.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Cordisco, second by Commissioner Moskowitz. Are there any questions or comments? Hearing no further discussion, I'll call the question. Are there any abstentions?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I abstain on item 4A5I.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Ellis.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The resolutions are adopted. And now we'll move on to the report of our General Manager, Chief Executive Officer, Leslie Richards.
Thank you, Chair. I want to start today by thanking our board for their approval of the purchase of the new fleet cars for our Market Frankford line. The Market Frankford line moves more people than any other set to service. Its cars have been transporting millions of people across Philadelphia since the late 1990s, and they have reached the end of their useful life. Our riders deserve better, and this new fleet demonstrates SEPTA's commitment to deliver a safe and clean system. I also want to thank the Federal Transit Administration for rail vehicle replacement grants, as well as Senators Casey and Fetterman and the Southeast Congressional Delegation for their work to secure this funding. I want to echo Chair Lawrence's sentiments about the budget. We were hopeful that our allocation would be greater. The state's final fiscal year 2025 included only $46.2 million for SEPTA. That combined with $6.9 million in associated local match. This $53 million is less than one-fourth of what SEPTA originally requested and less than one-third of what was proposed. SEPTA is facing a structural deficit of $214.2 million and will work with what's allocated until the fall. We're committed to working with our partners in Harrisburg and will continue to evaluate all of our options. In the meantime, because we know every dollar counts, we have taken measures internally to reduce spending. That includes travel restrictions. No one from SEPTA is traveling outside of our service area unless it is directly related to a capital project. Dues and subscriptions, miscellaneous expenses like meals at meetings have all been placed on hold, and we're also going through a selective hiring freeze. Positions that are related to safety, of course, will not be impacted. In looking at new revenues, we are providing, well, since the pandemic, we've been providing free parking to our customers as an added incentive to bring people back to SEPTA. To do our part to generate revenue, we will be reinstating parking fees beginning later this year. Daily parking rates at 135 SEPTA-owned surface lots will increase to $2 from the previous $1 fee and to $4 from $2 at our three garages. Prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, parking brought in $4.7 million in annual revenue to SEPTA. The new fees will help offset lot maintenance, and remaining funds will help fill gaps in our operating budget. SEPTA has contracted with a vendor to develop a new state-of-the-art parking system and will streamline fee collection and improve customer convenience. Early this month, SEPTA received a report from the Federal Transit Administration following the review of SEPTA's safety practices. The report outlines specific findings and required actions that we as an agency need to address. The FTA's recommendations will advance the work already underway to address key safety and security, staffing, training, and operational practices and procedural issues. Some of those efforts include significant investments to attract and retain SEPTA Transit police officers to address crime and quality of life offenses. We've hired 30 new transit police officers since last fall, and SEPTA had a 37% decrease in serious crimes on the system during the first half of 2024, compared to the same period in 2023. Mitigating interactions that put operators in confrontational situations. Investing in protecting our operators with full enclosures and testing things like ballistic protection. We're increasing staffing for frontline positions as well as critical support roles and aggressively recruiting to fill vacancies. We're closely examining practices and policies around training. The safety and security of our customers and employees is the top priority for the entire authority. We embrace this opportunity to work with FTA to make SEPTA better and use their recommendations as a blueprint to continue to improve. I encourage everyone to take a look at our microsite, access through our website, to keep up on our progress. And on our trolley tunnel blitz work, we advance initiatives in response to the FTA report. We're also investing in the rehabilitation of aging infrastructure to keep the septic system safe and reliable. This weekend, crews will wrap up work on our annual trolley tunnel maintenance blitz, while work will begin on multi-weekend regional rail infrastructure improvement projects. Please, again, check our website if you have any questions as to the closures that this type of work or detours causes. And I want to thank all SEPTA employees involved for their hard work and dedication while this work goes on through some very hot days, as we've seen over the summer. And that concludes my report.
Okay, thank you, Leslie. I understand Jitendra Tomar is having mic issues, so I would just encourage you to please submit your remarks in writing, and they will be distributed to the board. Jerry Silverman.
Mr. Silverman's running late for the meeting, so
okay.
I'll ask him to submit his...
because we're going to keep moving. Tracy Carluccio. All right. If there are no further comments or questions from the board, I'll entertain a motion that this meeting be adjourned.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Frieda.
Second.
Second by Mr. Johnson. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting is adjourned. See you in September.